Neil Bennett is an Anglican priest, a business leader, and the new president of the Atlantic School of Theology, a role that started July 1st. He's also a former student. The chair of the school's board of governors, Steve Foran, said in a press release that Bennett has the right mix of skills and experience to take AST forward into the next century. Neil Bennett spoke with Bob.
Good morning, Reverend, and welcome.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new job.
Thanks.
It's not like you don't know your way around the school, is it, having been a student there?
Listen, I am thrilled to be back at AST, at Atlantic School of Theology. I was a student, and as a former student, I know firsthand that we're extremely fortunate to have this small, outstanding school in Nova Scotia. It's known nationally and even internationally for the quality of our faculty and academic programs. We've got an amazing library. Students enjoy such a personal experience of community. It's an ecumenical school. And I know all of these things firsthand, so it's a huge pleasure to be back in this role.
I want to go back to those days just before you became a student. What was going on in your mind at that time that was directing you towards the AST? Because you did have a successful career in communications and marketing prior to that.
I did. So I was in business in the marketing and communications field for about 15 years. And in the last several of those years was becoming more and more involved in my church community, my faith community, and more questioning what it was that I really wanted to do with my life and the impact that I wanted to have on the world around me. And that led to a sense of a call to ordained ministry, to become a member of the clergy. And so my wife and I looked around at various theological schools and discovered, of course, that AST was the perfect fit for me and for our family, primarily because of its ecumenical nature and the quality of its academic programming. And of course, it's right here in Halifax and located on just a stunning campus venue on the shore of the Northwest Arm. So it was a great fit for me.
And if you look at your class when you were going through, and if you look now at the students who go these days to that school, what do they end up doing after?
Yeah, so the programs at AST are the core student body is made up of people who are discerning a call to leadership in their various churches. But more and more we're seeing students who are going on to or already in leadership roles in different contexts, business, healthcare, education. We have grads who are accountants, who are senior executives. Our new board chair, Mayanne Francis, is a former lieutenant governor. And in a certain way, that's not surprising, because when you think of what a Master of Divinity education leads to, you will find that many of our graduates are people who are committed to making the world a better place. They have strong communication skills. They draw on a source of personal inspiration, and they're able to inspire others. They know how to build community. They know how to help individuals and groups and teams find meaning and purpose in their lives and work. So these are all leadership capabilities that I think are useful and valuable in almost any leadership context. And I think that's why we're seeing more and more folks from different areas other than church leadership coming to the school.
So some of these people go back into the business community, they go back into the other sectors, they don't go into, you know, they don't become a reverend like you did?
Absolutely. Some of these people are doing courses part-time in executive positions. Others go into a full-time program and then return to the work world. And others, of course, make a career change like I did from, for example, the business world into ministry.
Just a little bit more on what the transferable skills are.
Sure.
What do they consist of?
Yeah, well, as I say, when I think about core leadership competencies, the ability to form community is an important one. The ability for a leader to understand where he or she is coming from with respect to their beliefs and values, knowing yourself and what you believe, but also being able to critically think critically about those beliefs. These are all, I think, important characteristics of of effective leaders, the ability to ask profound questions that bring out the best in people.
What kind of profound questions?
I think the most profound questions are questions that start with the word why. Why do we exist as an organization? If we're talking about a company or a not-for-profit organization, what's our mission in the world? What are we trying to accomplish? What positive change are we looking to affect in society? Those are the kinds of questions that we work with at AST, and students are guided by really skillful and really knowledgeable faculty who are able to bring those questions out in the students themselves.
Do you still run across people who say, you have people from the business community studying theology, and they say, didn't know that there would be such a strong connection?
Sure, and I ran into that myself when I left a successful business career to go back to school and complete a Master of Divinity program full time. So there were as many people who said, I don't quite get it, as there were who said, I absolutely get it. I see the fit. I see the connection.
The school went through a consultation process that led to your appointment as president. And at the time, it said that this process reaffirmed AST's role as a much-needed voice in society.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that is?
I think that role is helping to catalyze dialogue around some of the questions about the issues that are facing society today. So there are any number of those, but to give one example, we're, I think, seeing more and more a trend to extreme individualization in society. People are more and more isolated.
So social media being one reason?
Social media is a two-edged sword. I think it can be an enabler of community, but it can also accentuate this trend towards individualization. So I think there are questions we should be engaged in as a community about community. What does it mean to be community in the 21st century? What does it mean to be authentic and deep community in a world of that's dominated by the internet? What does it mean to be community across fundamental differences in belief? How do we find our way forward?
Those are hefty questions. Do you come up with answers?
I don't have the answers. I think the answers are found, of course, in the dialogue and in community. These are questions that we need to engage in together, and I think that AST has a role to play in bringing people together around those questions.
Does AST also play a role in trying to revitalize church populations?
Absolutely.
Put another way, get more people sitting in the pews?
Sure. So declining active involvement in churches is obviously a challenge. There's a context here, though, too. I think that you'd find that active membership and involvement in all kinds of social organizations is declining. And again, I think I would link it to that trend towards individualization. So leaders of churches, like other social organizations, need to be creative. They need to be great communicators. They need to be able to convey a compelling message in a way that's relevant to the communities and individuals that they're reaching out to. So absolutely a big challenge, but I see a real value for faithful communities in our society, and so I'm optimistic about the future.
Good luck in the role.
Thanks very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you this morning.
Neil Bennett is the new president of the Atlantic School of Theology. He started that job on July 1st.